Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamor is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Brian is a member of our Brain Trust. He is an expert at helping people innovate. He's done so many brainstorming and ideation programs with his clients and a lot of big companies, some small ones as well. His company is called the Growth Engine Company. He's got a book called The Idea Stormers: How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. You're starting to get the picture. We're going to be talking about innovation, and he's our friend, Brian Matamor. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. This is great.
Good to have you back. Hey, Brian, one of the things that I love talking about on our show is leadership. I think it's the headwater of all things that happen. There are elements of leadership, characteristics of leadership that begin before that, courage and things like that. But leadership is when you take courage and apply it to an issue, you've got leadership and to people. But I have to say, all the times we've talked about leadership, I've never talked about the concept of a facilitating leader. And you obviously feel strongly about this because three chapters in your book are devoted to that.
Well, I do feel strongly about it, and the equation is kind of this. If you feel that your company has to grow, and I think every small business and large business thinks that, they got to innovate to grow, well, then part of your responsibility as leadership is to facilitate that growth. And so that's really what the facilitating leader is about, is having the skills and the desire and the interest and the talent for leading others to innovate successfully.
Would that be another way of saying servant leadership, because we've heard about that term?
Well, that's certainly part of it, because you have to, you know, the idea has to lead. I mean, as a facilitating leader, you have to recognize that, A, you don't have all the ideas, and B, it should be beyond politics. The idea itself should inherently be great or not great, and that should be the determination of what moves forward.
Well, the thing that I've talked about in the past is being an aggregating leader, and I'm only saying these things because this is what my audience has heard on the show before. I'd like to know the distinction. An aggregating leader is someone who aggregates the success of others rather than requiring that they be responsible for their success, or they help others to be successful, their employees, for example, and then they aggregate that success to the benefit of the company, to the whole.
Yeah, it's very much the same thing. The only add to that would be that there's a big emphasis with the facilitating leader on facilitating ideas of others.
All right, let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, there. You know, the facilitating leader, in my opinion, needs to have just some basic tools or ways of thinking, or getting his or her coworkers to think about how to get ideas. And, you know, the book really talks about all these different techniques that the leader should have in their toolkit, if you will. And they're very simple. I mean, these are easy techniques.
Give us an example.
Well, one that small business has been very successful with small businesses is to just put a whiteboard in the office. And
you're talking about literal physical tools.
I am.
You're not talking about some touchy feely stuff. You're talking things you can buy and hold and kick around.
Absolutely. And so you just put a whiteboard up, and you put a challenge on there, and you put a time frame on it, 7 days or something, and you say, everybody write down some ideas on this thing over the next 7 days. And mm-hmm. I mean, what could be more simple than that, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I've used this myself. And you're exactly right. I've used either a flip chart or a whiteboard or something. And the way I've used it, it has been, if I have some kind of an idea that I would like to develop, then if we sit down and I talk about it, especially if I've got young people at the table who may not have as much context as they will need, I'll try to write it on the board, and somehow I think that breaks through a little bit better. And then as you say, then the group takes over, and we share all that.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, kind of classic brainstorming. You want to do that. The key to the whiteboard thing is you do it over a certain amount of time. You decide it's 7 days or 8 days or 10 days, whatever it is. Hmm. And so you get the soak time, as we call it, over time, because people, you know, you know, I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, you wake up at 2 a.m. with an idea. But that's because your subconscious or unconscious has had time to work on it.
Right.
And so this leverages the thinking of all the people in your organization to leverage soak time.
So facilitating leadership then also includes the concept of the wisdom of crowds.
Oh, absolutely. The thought is that the leader does not have all the ideas.
Yeah.
In fact, just the opposite.
And that hurts a little bit, folks. Believe me, I know. It hurts a little bit when you come to that realization. But after a while, you get over it. I mean, you can actually take medicine for that. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, and, you know, like when I write an article now, I will not send it out until I have all my coworkers look at this thing and
I write a column. I have a syndicated column every week, and it never goes out until it's been around the building.
Yeah. And it has it ever not been improved?
Oh, always.
No.
Always.
It has always been improved.
Yeah. No, things and here's the thing, folks, and this is a really important point, I think, Brian. You cannot edit your own writing.
No,
it's impossible.
At least not the same day.
It is impossible. No, that's true. No, you're right. You're better off. But the next day, all it does is you just have different ideas about it. You still will miss things because when you read it, you don't read the words. You remember what you thought when you wrote that. So if you believe that with regard to editing, if you have an idea, it's the same principle, isn't it? You can't edit your own ideas.
There is the soak time, and you do get other ideas, but you're right. It really helps to have that outside point of view.
True scrutinization. Going through the cauldron, you know, through the gauntlet. That gauntlet makes the steel harder, doesn't it?
It does. Hey, you know, the other thing I want to say about this facilitating leader, it shouldn't be just the leader of the organization, meaning the CEO. Anybody in the organization can, quote, be a facilitating leader.
Right.
That is helping those around them get new ideas.
Give us the website.
We all need to be leaders within
the
organization.
Give us the website.
The website is www.growth-engine.com.
The book is called Idea Stormers by Brian W. Mattimore. He and I will be right back. More facilitating leader stuff after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
At least the mystery is gone.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.